بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Inshallah, we'll be reading from this kitab, Adab al-Mu'ashara, Etiquettes of Social Life. We'll read a few etiquettes every day after Salah, just for about 5 minutes. The first section is the Adab of Salam. As we know, Salam is the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should try and spread Salam. The first etiquette they have here is number one, in a gathering where a talk or discussion is taking place, the person entering should not draw attention to himself by making salam. He should not become an interference in the talk. He should lower his gaze and silently sit down. When later the opportunity arises, he may make salam. This is, of course, if he is going to disturb others by making salam. If there is going to be no disturbance or it's not some talk taking place, then he should make salam before, when he enters. Number two, adopt the practice of mutual salam. Whenever meeting a Muslim, you must say assalamu alaikum, or even better, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And the person in reply should say wa alaikum assalam. If somebody makes salam to you, then when you are replying, you should reply in the same way or a better way. For example, if somebody says assalamu alaikum, then you reply with wa alaikum assalam or wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. And likewise, if he makes the full salam, then you do the exact, you make a full salam back. When a person conveys salam of another to you, that he says so and so has conveyed salam to you, then the way to reply is wa alayhimu salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Use the words wa alayhimu salam. This is the best way of replying to a greeting of somebody else. If somebody conveys salam to you, then you reply with the words wa alayhimu salam. But if somebody uses the normal reply wa alaykumu salam, then that also will suffice. SubhanAllah.